You're listening to Weekend Edition Sunday on WNYC. Good morning, I'm Brian Zumhagen. The arrival of Marathon Day here in New York City may seem as inevitable as the coming of November itself, but it wasn't always that way. When the New York Roadrunners first started showing up in Central Park in the early 70s, they looked awfully strange to most city residents.
The idea of people running around the park in what appears to be their underwear, or less, would have been impossible. People didn't go out of their houses looking like that.
That's former City Parks Commissioner Henry Stern appearing in the documentary Run for Your Life, which tells the story of Fred LeBeau, who organized the first New York City Marathon in 1970 and presided over the event until his death in 1994. The film's director, Judd Ehrlich, is with me in the studio. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
Your film starts in 1969 when a small group of runners in the Bronx decided they needed to find a new place to run because the local kids were throwing rocks at them. Enter Fred LeBeau. Who was he, and what did he do for the running community, such as it was?
Well, Fred was really an outcast among outcasts. He came from a very different world than this group of 20 or 30 guys, all men, who were running up by Yankee Stadium, Macumstam Park in the Bronx. He came from the Garment District. He was a first-generation immigrant from Romania. He had a thick accent, the beard. And he went up there and just fell in love with running. He discovered something. Something clicked for him. And it was his instinct to make this more public than it was. And he said, people have to know about this. And he convinced them all to bring it to Central Park in 1970. First New York City Marathon was run in 1970, only 55 finishers.
Yeah, now you mentioned the Garment District. Fred LeBeau was a knockoff artist. And people in the movie say that that gave him a sense of salesmanship that helped him promote the marathon and turn it from a small event into the giant phenomenon that we know today. Judd, how did he do it?
Fred really had an understanding of how to create a spectacle. That was what he was good at. In 1972, it was at a time when women were not encouraged to run. In fact, doctors were saying it was unsafe, unhealthy for women to run more than a mile. Fred said, this is not right. And he put together the first all-women's road race in 1972. He called it the mini marathon because he was out there hawking miniskirts at the time. And he said, let's put this on in Central Park. And he went down. He was a little nervous about who would show up. So he went down to the Playboy Club in New York, got some Playboy bunnies to show up and run in the race. And it really got the press out at that time. So, you know, he would sort of do whatever it took to get the press on his side.
Now, he also got a lot of attention when he decided to take the marathon to all five boroughs in 1976 for the bicentennial. It was a pretty controversial move. Why?
It was controversial for sure because that was a time in the mid to late 70s when the city was really hitting rock bottom, verge of bankruptcy, financial crisis, garbage in the streets, arson. The Bronx was burning. And Fred didn't seem to mind. He said, let's take this race to the five boroughs and see what happens. And what happened was that everybody came out in those five boroughs. They came out onto the streets, and New Yorkers and the world got to see New York in a new way. And it really was part of that change in New York that set this city on an upward trajectory started to help the recovery.
Yeah, someone in the film actually says that the Five Borough Marathon in 1976 was the beginning of the rebirth of New York City.
It's not an exaggeration at all. I mean, at that time, New York really needed to believe, and this was an event that gave people something to believe in.
I really love the scene in the film where you have some archival footage of a TV reporter, and he's saying, no one got mugged, and no one got hit by a cab.
Exactly.
What was the role of Fred LeBeau and the marathon in the fitness craze?
What Fred really understood was that this was more than just a foot race, that people were really looking for a personal challenge, something that they could overcome. And Fred understood that as a survivor himself of the war, that people really needed to overcome something in their lives, and they could do that through running and through the marathon. It became like a religion for him.
Now, Fred LeBeau only ran the marathon in New York City once, right?
He ran the five-borough race only once when he was diagnosed with cancer in 1992, and he ran that race with Greta Weitz, and it's something that certainly New Yorkers remember and people around the world remember as one of the greatest moments in sports history, I think.
Judd Ehrlich is the director of Run for Your Life. It's currently playing at the Village East Cinema. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
dinner. Run to give your heart a thrill. Run. Run to be a winner, not just run of the mill.
Keep up the pace and we promise you'll hit new highs.
Stay in the race and your spirits will rise. Rise.